Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Paul on a Mission is the name of my series, and he is about to deliver his most famous sermon, the Sermon on Mars Hill. My story is only a summarized version of the full text, but you'll get the general idea of what his message was about. Paul stood in the midst of many Greek philosophers from Athens and addressed them. "Men of Athens, I observe you are very religious in all respects. As I was inspecting each of your statues, I found one with the inscription, 'To the Unknown God.' Therefore, what you worship in ignorance, I now proclaim to you." These were Paul's opening statements, and it caught their attention. This unknown God is the God who made the world and everything in it. Since he is the Lord of heaven and earth and does not dwell in temples, nor is he served by human hands. Since he has made every man, he has also set appointed time and boundaries for their habitation, and that they would seek God who was not far from us. God created each of us with a divine nature, which is not like gold or silver, but an imaged form by art and thought of man. God is now declaring to all men that there is an appointed time when he will judge the world in righteousness. And the time is now to repent, because this day is fixed. God has confirmed all of this by raising Jesus from the dead. Now, when they heard about the resurrection from the dead, some started to sneer, but many others wanted to hear more. It was a great day in Athens because some believed in the message Paul brought to them, including two new believers, Diothesius and Areopagi. This event was the founding of the church in Athens, but as usual, Paul did not stay long and traveled on to Corinth. The unknown God has been around for a long time. Paul used this one idol to connect the Greeks of Athens with the true God of heaven. My hope is that you will read the entire message of Paul so that you will understand the gospel in its most simplest form. One last story to end my series, and this time in Corinth. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.